Urbandale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So they asked people, what would be the one food you could eat for the rest of your life? And they said pizza, which is a fine selection.
Yeah.
Pizza was the dominant, but... And we mentioned this before, and Colleen, I'm gonna bring, because we've talked about what one food is, and you said Mexican.
Okay.
That's what you had said, but it was a while ago.
Okay.
And I think that was too broad. And I think pizza is too broad. You need to be able to, I think, select, if you're going to eat one food for the rest of life, it has to be a specific thing.
Really?
Like, pizza is just too broad. It
right.
It has to be a pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, I agree. You shouldn't be able to, just have the Fong's menu for the rest of your life. You know, I'll take the crab rangoon tonight.
And yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's too easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yes. So when you spot
it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my peanut butter answer.
Yeah.
You think you could really do it?
I almost do.
Mm-hmm. I could see Ken doing it.
But you can't put it on anything other than... You got to pick some. What are you putting it on? Crackers?
Nothing. Just eating it out of the jar.
Oh, really?
Well, why is that gross?
You got one food.
It's delicious. Yeah, one food.
Well, yeah, one food. What are you doing?
Oh, I just think you would get tired of that straight out of the jar.
Well, it's one food for
one
the rest
food,
of your
you're
life.
Going you're going to get tired.
Well, I was going to say, like, fajitas.
Once again,
okay,
you want to have
sorry.
It too broad.
Chicken fajitas.
Okay.
Chicken fajitas
with a side. You don't get a side.
Why don't I get a side?
No.
Well, because then I could start dipping it and stuff.
Right.
Quit cheating.
I'll let you have chicken fajita if you have the guacamole inside the fajita.
No.
You can't dip.
No, you're giving her too much.
One food. All right. Well,
one food.
Well, all right, chicken fajitas in their nature are chicken with some peppers and onions.
One food.
So does that count?
Okay, then I get peanut butter sandwiches.
Fine.
Okay.
And
what do I get to put on it? So I get
something.
To put something on it.
No.
So this isn't really being stranded anymore on one food. This is all of a sudden getting to doctor it up.
But I could.
Can I have a little Hershey to go with it so I can dip in there?
No, you don't get dessert.
Okay. All right. But you get to have your guac.
I didn't say a churro with my fajitas.
You get to have your guac.
With some.
That's like part of it.
So is
Hershey. Well, then it has to be part
You should
of
be
it.
Around my life. You
all
would
right.
see it's part
Kurt,
of it.
What did you say?
Well, I just think that if Colleen can pick the fajitas, if everything is that she puts inside has to be every single time. Like, right. If sometimes you want the fajita without guacamole, you don't
that's
get that option.
This is
okay,
why people.
Enough.
This is why they call us snowflakes and say America is soft, because we just can't
no,
pick a food.
No, I think, Colleen, if you're going to have the one food, I mean, I'm going to go with McDonald's French fries.
So that's one food.
That's what I'm going to have.
Nothing to dip them in. No ketchup, no ranch, no honey.
I don't want anything to dip it in.
Only one of us has made a choice, or two of us have now made a choice.
Well, then fine. I guess I'll go French fries. I was just thinking you can't really survive. There's no protein in them. You know?
So then you made a bad choice.
Taking the stress out of the morning routine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.